And this week's Media Watch is from Pauline Sargent.
Over the last few years, Ireland has seen a move towards hyperlocal websites that provide local communities with various forms of hyperlocal content. These can take the shape of news, views, events, local sports stories, to regular updates on residents and parish council meetings. Boring to some people, but you know, in reality, it is much needed in a lot of areas because these meetings and minutes get hidden. The hyperlocal landscape in Ireland has yet to be mapped. It is estimated that Ireland has roughly 20 active hyperlocal websites. These hyperlocal media websites are run by local people like me with a huge amount of passion and engagement for their local areas, mainly on a voluntary basis. A Kilcullen Diary and Ballybohel.net are great examples of well-run hyperlocal websites in Ireland. My own one, Drimna Is Good, is one such site that was set up to provide Drimna with a strong online voice and to talk Drimna up rather than down. The characteristics and content of each hyperlocal service is dependent on the need of the local community being served. Some have grown out of the need to hold local authority to account, others to define local identity, like Drimna Is Good, and others to express democracy in innovative ways. The main driver of these sites is the easy access to online publishing tools such as WordPress, Audioboo, YouTube and Facebook. It is one of the reasons why I started Drimna Is Good, because I could do it myself and it cost relatively little. People are embracing these social media tools and are able to access local content that matters to them in real time. One of the key points about hyperlocal websites is that they are in the main run by a member of the community, like me, rather than just an employee of a large media organisation. They are visible and highly engaged in the local community, and I feel they can really make a difference.
That was Pauline Sargent, who runs the website Drimna Is Good.